Welcome to the Homegrown Remix Podcast. We will be tackling the tough questions that eat at your faith. Throughout the year, four students will dissect, discuss, and comment on each week's topic. And now, please welcome our host of Crossroads Farm.
Hello, you're listening to the Homegrown Remix Podcast of Crossroads Farm. Tonight we have four students at the shed who are going to introduce themselves.
I'm Mariah Bell.
I'm James Johnson.
I'm Blake Musser.
I'm Chloe Daly.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here tonight. Okay, a little bit of an icebreaker question for you guys. Would you rather be in the center of attention or in the background?
Probably the background.
Why?
Because I feel like if I'm the center of attention, like, I don't always know what to do. And then I like everyone's eyes are on me and I freeze up. So
it really depends on what you're the center of.
So what situations would you want to be the center of attention of, and which would you not?
Probably, like, you just got a really good tackle or you just got a touchdown. Maybe you want to be the center of attention of that. Or, like, maybe it's, like, you got in trouble and everyone's, like, booing you or something. Mm.
Center of attention, because that way you have more influence and you can use it in positive ways.
I would want to be, like, in the background, because I feel like being the center of attention is kind of awkward sometimes.
All right, there you have it. So, all right, guys, what is our overall theme here at Crossroads this year?
Monster questions that eat your faith.
Amazing. Monster questions that eat your faith. So, what was tonight's question?
Do I really matter?
Do I really matter? Okay, so what is this question even asking? Like, what is this question about?
One of the big parts of it was Imago Dei. Like, you're made in the image of God, so thus you should matter. You have to matter because you're made in God's image. Mm-hmm. Since God matters, in correlation, you do too.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
He's talking about, like, you were made in the image of God, like he said. You just got to accept that you're important. You know, you're a part of God's faith. He loves you so much. And, you know, even if your parents don't love you, there's other people that do.
So what are things that you would say matter in life? What would be on that list?
The Bible.
The Bible, that's a good one.
Eating.
Eating's huge.
How you treat people.
Treating people.
Definitely how you affect others.
Yeah, so on the flip side, what are things you think don't matter in life all that much?
What people think of you.
Kitty weed baseball games.
Sports, because I feel like a lot of people revolve their lives around sports and that really affects them, so definitely that.
Blake disagrees.
Yeah, I really do, because my whole, like, portfolio is sports. I just had a recruiter.
So would you guys include yourself on that list of things that matter? Why or why not?
Yes, because God thinks we, or knows 100% that we all matter. Even in our own heads, we might not think we matter, but we definitely do.
Maybe not as much, because I value others more than myself.
Like I said, we're made in God's image, and we also have the ability to let other people know that they are too. So, and we're doing God's work.
Yes, I think we matter, because God has a purpose for all of us, even if we don't know it yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you guys think of a time when you felt like you didn't matter? What happened?
My whole fifth through eighth grade year, my whole, like, middle school experience was just straight hate on me, and it felt terrible. Like, no one wanted to talk to me. I just felt out and decluded and really didn't really care that much, and everything was worse, and then just it all sucked.
I'm kind of in the same situation. When I wasn't always at the school I'm at now, so when I was at my previous school, so, like, kindergarten all the way through up to, like, eighth grade, it wasn't, like, the best experience. It was a really tiny school. We were all K through 12 in one small building, so we didn't all, like, really know each other, and it was all, like, farmers too, and I'm, like, not that, so I didn't really feel like I fit in. So, like, where I'm at now is definitely way better, because I feel like I'm making a good impact on people and they're making a good impact on me too.
I mean, coming over from my old town, I didn't really know that many people, and so I didn't really feel like I mattered all that much. I mean, I knew the small amount of people in my school, and most people don't even know what my school is. So, I mean, that says something.
So what do you guys think are some of the challenges that you guys face, or maybe your friends face, in believing that you guys matter?
People, how they talk about them, how they talk about them to their face, or how they talk about them behind their backs can really affect people, just like respect and all that.
Like people's insecurity, how they think about like what they are, they care what people think about them, like all the little details just matter, and so it all gets worse, and so people get really embarrassed and insecure about things.
Honestly, sometimes the cards just don't stack up in your favor, you know? Maybe they're poor, they can't, you know, feed themselves. They don't really feel like they matter because they don't have the things other people have. They don't have those new clothes, those new shoes, and it makes them feel horrible.
Also, kind of going back to sports, I feel like a lot of people, if they mess up a tackle or they don't run the time that they wanted, they really get in their head about that.
I feel like a lot of times people compare themselves to others, and so that can really mess up like how you think about how you're doing in life and stuff.
So what about like social media? How does societal pressure influence your perception of your worth?
So when people go on like Instagram, for example, they see like all these other people, like girls mainly do it, but like, oh, I want to look like that. I wish I had that body, that hair, that face or whatever. And they really get in their thoughts about that.
So like, I know a lot of guys play sports, and so they envy like, oh, he made that play, I should try to do that. And they kind of compare themselves, and it brings down a low self-esteem, and just all the social media, it's not all up to standard. Usually it's highlight plays that are just posted over and over, so I think that's an average for them, but it just really brings down self-esteem. And then some people just trash talk all the time, and it brings down other people.
There's a lot of outside influences, but one of the biggest is themselves and just agreeing with those outside influences. They can't really affect you if you don't agree, but they make a persuasive argument a lot of times.
People also make like comments on social media, and so like I've seen it happen before. I'm like, how do you just say that and like not know that's so disrespectful? Because like it can really like hurt someone's feelings and like get in their head about that.
I agree with Kim.
So what role do you think your community plays in helping you recognize your value?
We uplift each other.
Well, really, I try to bring like a self of like confidence to everybody. Through the way I act, I try to help other people through the way I hold myself, and I try to make everyone feel equal to me, and some people just don't feel that, so it's kind of hard. But when you get like the atmosphere of, oh, you are as equally almost like as great as anyone else, like it just brings up everything. The community is better, everything, there's a trust and the faith, and just the whole atmosphere is stronger.
We all lean on each other when something's wrong. So, like, if we might be getting in our heads about something, like, we always have, like, that person lean on. Besides, like, God, of course, he's always the first. But, like an actual like, person, you know, to lean on.
So, how does your faith shape your understanding of your worth?
Well, I know that God loves me, so I know I matter.
Yeah, you're made in the image of God, so if God loves you, why shouldn't you love yourself? You know, it's a self-appreciation thing, but also taking it into consideration for respect of God, because he made you and he would want you to be happy.
I think it's a thought for me that the supreme being that literally with a snap of finger created everything and spoke it into existence just cares about me and cares about other people too. We're less than ants to being like that, and that he cares is so overwhelming.
One main thing I took away from the night that Jack said was, even when nobody else picks you, God already has. So like, even if we feel like we don't feel loved in our community or in our little friend group or whatever it is, we always know that God loves us and we can always lean on him.
So yeah, that's great. What biblical character do we learn about tonight? How do you guys remember? And what does he have to do with answering the question of, do I really matter?
David. He was the youngest of all the sons, and he was so, I mean, he didn't matter to his family. He was out tending the sheep when Samuel came and was looking to anoint the new king, and he was just out there tending the sheep, and and all his brothers went in front of Samuel, and none of them were picked. Even though they, to us, they would be the better prospect, even to Samuel. And it just came down to him. That's the one God wanted. He said he looked into their hearts, not what humans look into.
Yeah, to pick off that a little bit, David was just a little farm guy, and you know, I can take after that myself. I do some farming with my friends, and just I help on the farm, and you know, I don't think I would pick myself to be a king either, but apparently God picked someone like me. But not me, you know, David though.
Can you guys think of other biblical characters that also have similar stories, God using them even though maybe people wouldn't have?
Moses was picked. He was picked to lead the Egyptian people, and he didn't even believe in himself. But God gave him the power, and he led with the iron fist.
In fact, he wanted to have his brother lead for him. He said that his brother was a better speaker and man of the people, and that God should choose him. Instead, God chose him mainly, but he also said he'll give them both the power to speak to the people.
Any other characters? I mean, the Bible is full of characters like this, right? Probably every single biblical character that you can think of has some sort of story like that, right? So Abraham was too old, right? Jeremiah was too young. Elijah had suicidal thoughts. Jonah ran from God. Rahab was a prostitute, and on and on and on, right? So there's so many characters that have similar questions about whether or not they're qualified or not, but God uses them anyway. So, in what ways can recognizing your worth impact your daily life and decisions? How does that change the way you live?
It gives you more self-confidence and more self-esteem, so you're like more proud of yourself and you hold yourself higher. You also hold yourself to a better self-stand, like you hold yourself to a better like understanding, and like you're able to go through the day without worrying if anyone is looking at you and thinking, "Wow, that guy stinks." Or like anything, you don't care about the small things, and like the devil can't really get to you that easy. You're just able to stay in a good mindset.
I feel like going off of what he said, that can also help you help others find like what they're meant to do and stuff, I guess.
It helps you recognize like what you're saying, like what's coming out of your mouth. And that, you know, you can impact the people around you in a positive way.
Yeah, you hold yourself to a higher standard and makes you accountable as a Christian.
So how do we do that? How can we remind ourselves and other people that we matter, especially during tough times?
Scripture.
Scripture is great.
We can pray and ask God to do things through us, even when we're at our lowest. So, mm-hmm. like... Say your uncle just died, like not too long ago. I just had a cousin that passed away, and I just held myself to a higher standard. I said, I gotta make myself look better than all these guys. I can't really hold myself like low. I gotta set the bar higher. And so I just kind of stood tall and respected others and showed others kindness and showed them a good leader.
We can do things that glorify God rather than do worldly things.
One of my favorite verses in all of the Bible is in Mark chapter 9. And there's this guy who has a problem. He comes to Jesus, and Jesus says, "If you believe." And he says, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Sometimes we have to pray for God to help our faith, right? Lord, I believe that I matter. I believe that I'm made in the image of God. Help my unbelief. Help me to not believe. So that's a great reminder sometimes when we're struggling with the question of, do I really matter? So what is one thing that you guys can do this week to affirm your worth or celebrate your value?
Going to church and simulating with the community, getting out there and just showing it and showing others.
Reading more of the Bible.
Reflecting God off of your own character.
Praying.
Yeah, those are all really great and awesome. Do you guys have any last thoughts about tonight's talk or the question of, do I really matter?
This is super random, but I thought it was weird that, or I never knew this, I guess, that animals and plants are not made in the image of God, apparently, and that people are more similar to God than any animal on the planet. That just really stuck out to me because it's just something I really, like, never knew.
I was just a little bit, like, sitting there wondering to myself. I was just pondering about it. Like, how can we as a people be made more like God than anything else, even though everything else seems to have more of a perfect life than us?
Hi, Grandma.
Amazing. Well, thanks so much for your thoughts. For our listeners, you've been listening to the Homegrown Remix podcast of Crossroads Farm, and we'll see you next week.
Crossroads Farm is happy to share coffee joy with you through the delicious Rich Roast Coffee. You can order yours by contacting the CRF office at crossroadsfarm.org and contact us to learn about our innovative ministry curriculum, The Arms of a Servant Leader, a 4-year strategic discipleship training resource. Follow us on Facebook at Crossroads Farm and Crossroads Farm RCI, also on Insta and Twitter.